appreciate the opportunity to be here. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, many of them. There's a little bit of a, I don't know what's happened, a little bit of a change on there, but most of them are in the room today. I am a extension pathologist and hematologist at the University of Georgia. And what you will see presented today is a collaborative effort by growers across the state of Georgia, by our county extension faculty, many of who are here today, by myself, my colleagues at USDARS, and also cooperation from industry making this happen. Now, to steal a line from Jim Starr, he said earlier, maybe with a trial like this, I've taken some liberties with some of the analysis. It's very difficult with on-farm, large on-farm trials sometimes to make sense of them. We try to do the best we can. But what I want you to think about, this talk is different than probably just by any talk we've had here or we'll have tomorrow. And that primarily what you're going to be looking at is replicated on-farm trials, large plots. Plots can be a half mile long, can be several acres in size, replicated in each situation. And our objective is to get the data through the county extension agents from the growers to find out what's making a difference in the fields in Georgia. And that's what we're trying to look at. This trial has been conducted, or this survey has been conducted from 2002 through 2007. A lot of what I do as an extension specialist is maybe a reactive in a little bit of a way. What I do comes from what growers ask me to do, what they say is needed, what the county agents say is needed. And I've been working for 6 years in these same fields and a lot of new fields, and the growers are finally saying, why do we continue to do this? Why don't you sum up your information, tell us what you've learned so far? And I'm one of those who sometimes it's easier to keep collecting data than to stop and summarize it. But with the encouragement and pressure, that's what we try to do here, is to summarize as best we can. I've looked at, in the past 6 years, 37 different trials looking at different nematodes. That, in our state, looks at reniform nematode, the Columbia Lance nematode, and the southern root knot nematode. That's the purple bar. Out of these trials, what we talk about today is the southern root knot nematode, Meloidogyne incognita. 29 of those trials were in yellow. And of those, 25 are large plot on-farm trials taken to yield, replicated. 4 of those that I'll talk about today were small plot trials. I'll only talk about the southern root knot trials. And in the red bar, which is what I'll focus on mostly, 24 of those trials is where we had either Gaucho Grande, Gaucho, or Cruiser included as a control. Because that does not have nematicidal activity, we use that as a baseline for the minimum yields we can expect, and then we'll compare that to the nematicides to see if they help us at all. Our research objectives were very simple. One, we want to assess the efficacy of these nematicides used by cotton producers, the large on-plot trials, the small plot research station trials. How we do that, we assess yield, and we also do root gall assessments. And I've not presented the root gall assessments here. We didn't do it in every trial, but there is definitely a trend for what we see in the root gall assessments as well. So when we assess these trials today, it'll be mainly on yield evaluations and nematode counts in the soil. We also look for root gall assessments in other papers and other studies. Okay. Our materials and methods. These is a composition of the treatments we've looked at. Okay. We've looked at Gaucho, Cruiser, Gaucho Grande. We've looked at Evicta Complete Pack or Evicta Complete Cotton. We've looked at Aracete Applied System. We've looked at Temic at various rates. We've looked at Temic plus Temic Side Dress. We've used Bidate. We use Telone with Temic or Telone with Cruiser or Gaucho. They're not in every trial, which obviously complicates the interpretation. But if you're going to summarize these large on-plot trials, that's the best we can do. The treatments are applied by growers and research technicians under the supervision of the authors. Our data analysis, all of those trials, before we got here today, they were all taken with and analyzed with analysis of variance and Fisher's protected LSD. But in combining all of these trials at one time, that's not what I did. I wanted to look at the comparison of the yields with the final nematode counts. As David pointed out, there are obviously different levels of nematodes in the field and different products may perform better. So I wanted to try and correlate yield to different nematode counts. How do we normalize it? What I call normalize it. We took, apparently this is not the one that should have been in there. Somehow we got the wrong file uploaded. But anyway, how we normalized it is we took the yield of a treated plot and divided it by either the Cruiser or the Gaucho treatment, which has no nematicidal activity, and multiply by 100%. Okay, so if you've got X with Telone, you divide it by the same field, the same test, what you got with your Cruiser or Gaucho, and you multiply it by 100%, which told you the percent increase or percent decrease in the yield. We also looked at value, and that's the dollar value of the treatment minus the dollar value of the Gaucho or Cruiser, which we consider our baseline. And value is determined by length, pounds per acre, times 60 cents per pound. I looked at that as a cotton value for approximately now 60 cents a pound, minus the cost of that application treatment, the cost of the fungicide, or the nematicide rather, plus the cost of any equipment that needed to be used, extra trips across the field, et cetera. The value of the crop that I report is the value of that treatment per acre subtracted when you subtract the Cruiser or Gaucho from that. So we're trying to normalize it and standardize everything to the insecticide treatment alone, which would be either Cruiser or Gaucho. Okay. The cost of the treatments, this has come by calling distributors in our area. $51.25 for a bag of Gaucho, $49 for a bag of Cruiser. We assume that 3 seed per foot at the Deltapine 555, which was used primarily in street studies, we see that we're going to get about 6 acres per bag of seed. The Victa Complete Pack sells in our area for $122 a bag. Aerosene applied system plus the Trilex fungicide sells for $105 a bag. Timic is estimated at $3 per pound. Telone is estimated at $12 per gallon. Looking at these studies, obviously, as I mentioned, we could not have and did not have every treatment in every study. But if you look across here, you can see that in every study we conducted, we did have Timic at 5 pounds, and we had a Victa Complete Pack at 19 of the 24. We had Cruiser in 16, you can read for yourself there. So one of the limitations in doing a composition like this is we have unequal numbers of treatments throughout. But what we're doing is comparing each treatment to the check in that study. One of the most complicated things we're looking at here is, and this is why I hesitated to even come up and do this kind of study until I got encouragement to do it, is this is just the yield length per acre for those trials, the root knot nematode section from 2002 to 2007. The blue line represents a trend line for Timic at 5 pounds per acre, and what you see is what you would expect is, even though the data's got a lot of variability in it, you see that there is, as nematodes increase, you tend to get a decrease in your yields. What you'll also note, which is frustrating with the way we did it here, this is just pure yield, lint yield versus nematode counts. You'll see that some of these treatments in a low nematode pressure situation have low yields. Sometimes when you get to a higher nematode situation, they'll still have higher yields than in a lower nematode situation. Nematode work is very, very difficult, primarily because nematodes are only one factor that affects yield. The drought stresses, any other stresses in the field, can have a greater impact or an equal impact on nematodes. And that's why we tried to standardize and normalize it. What I've done here is those 24 trials where we had Cruiser or Gaucho Grande to standardize against, this is that same data. I've dropped out some of the treatments to make it easier for you to see. What you see is the yellow diamonds are Aris, the black diamonds is Evicta, blue is Timic at 5 pounds, the red circle is Timic at 5 plus 5, a side dress application, the green is Telone plus Timic, and the orange is Telone plus either Cruiser or Gaucho. And if you look across here, here's 100% in those trials. That's the 100% yield that the Cruiser or the Gaucho would have given you. If it's below that line, it means it's a percentage less yield than you got with the baseline. If it's above, that's the percentage above what you got with the baseline treatments. And that's what that red bar is. What you'll notice is it's the blue bars here, the blue boxes are Timic in the relationship to the untreated or the control. Black would be Evicta and so on. You can see that there. But the question you have could be, or let's look at one more set of data here. And this is going through that and looking at the average across all treatments in those tests. And what you see is the percent, 100% is what you would get if you compared it directly. The 100% is what we expect from the Cruiser or the Gaucho. Above that number is the percent lint increase with that treatment across all nematode counts, all studies. And so where you see an asterisk, when we ran a standard deviation on the data, these numbers with an asterisk are different than the 100% treatment. So we can say with confidence that these were different. There's enough variability in the data, and this is where it comes in, what do you believe in or how much do you put in, that even though these are greater numerically, they're not one standard deviation above what the untreated or the control was. Let's say we look now, if you look back, and you can say here, you can see at all populations, you can see Telone did very well. Well, some would say, well, we don't want to put our treatment in a high population. So what I did was broke it into lower populations, low population, moderate population, and high and very high population. A low population for me for the southern root knot nematode, our threshold is 100 nematodes per 100 cc of soil. And I broke this up. Any test I had where we had less than 200 root knot nematodes at the end of the season, I considered a low zone. And what you'll see here is these treatments that were in there, You can see how they responded. Again, above the red line, that's the percent increase over the check. Below the red line is the percent decrease below the check. When you look at that again, here's the difference. You can see in this case, Avicta yielded 103.9% or 3.9% greater than did the Cruiser or the Gaucho. The Telone was 123. This asterisk again means that the Timic, the 5 plus 5 Timic, and the Telone plus Timic were at least a standard deviation above 100% for the untreated or for the control. What if we look at moderate populations? And again, we're comparing it to this red line, and these are all, most of these are on-farm trials. And again, we're saying if you're above that red line, that's the amount of increase over the check. Below it is the amount of increase or decrease in Lent. When you look at that again, what you see is that these seed treatments, the Aris and the Avicta in the moderate population, which was between 200 and 500 root knot nematodes per 100 cc of soil, did as well as the Cruiser or the Gaucho did. They offered in this situation with this analysis no advantage. But you can look over and you can see, as you go this way, you can see the yield increase, the percent increase in Lent. The ones with the asterisks means that they are significantly different than the Cruiser Gaucho. If you go to high populations, there again, you can see the same treatments. And again, this 100% is what we're trying to get above. You don't want to be below it. And you can see even in higher populations, we're still getting some response. But you can see some of the treatments that are giving us a better response. One of the problems you have, and I'm not saying that Aris doesn't belong in this category, but with fewer treatments, any trial which does well has an impact, which makes it maybe look disproportionate. But what you see as you look across is here is the percent increase on Lent for these different treatments. Then when you go to the normalized, very high population, this is greater than 700 nematodes per 100 cc of soil. You can see again what we're looking at. And again, a seed treatment wouldn't want to be in a trial like this, but we can see that Timic continues to perform in some of these trials pretty well. And here we're looking at the percent increase above the untreated or above the check. The Aris, the Avicta, 3.5 pounds, 5 pounds, the 5 plus 5, Timic plus Vidate, the Telone plus Timic, and the Telone plus the seed treatment. Okay. Now, the growers will be interested in that, but the main thing they're interested in is how much money does it make? And again, these last few slides, we're going to talk about the value. And again, how did I come up with the value? I used 60 cents an acre for the cotton value. I multiplied that by the Lent, and I subtracted out the value if you hadn't used a nematicide at all, if you'd only used Cruiser or Gaucho to control thrips, which obviously we know is important. And again, here is, if you look at all nematode counts and all the trials, here's the number you have to be above. A lot of them are, some of them aren't. But let's break it into, or let's look at, if you look at all the population, all this data we had, all 24 trials we looked at, what you'll see is that we have, here is the value. We got 100%. Oh my God. I went backwards. Thank you. I saw this red light come on and it confused me. All right. So here, that means stop, Bob. All right. So if you look here, here's the zero. So we say in these trials, growers across all trials made about $9. Actually, across all trials with Avicta, according to this data, with the price of $122 a bag, we lost money. We made 47.9, if you're not worried about the statistics with the Timic, and we consistently made across all, we made value with the Telone treatments. If we only look at the low population, which is perhaps more fair, this is where we would consider low, less than 2 times our threshold level. And again, it's the same setup. If we look at what happens, the yield advantage over the check based upon $122 a bag was 78 cents for the Avicta. It was $35 for the Temec, $44 for the 5 plus 5, and $64.50 for the Telone. If you look at the moderate populations, and again, it's the same thing. Cost of treatment or value of treatment minus the value of the insecticide. Look at it again. With both of these seed treatments and this assessment, we lost money compared to treating with Gaucho or Cruiser. Here's the Timic at 5 pounds. Here's the Timic at 5 plus 5, and you can see the Telone at the other end. What about the high populations? And again, what's amazing to me is Timic at 5 pound continues to provide some control. Do I expect that? No, I don't. But what it says to me is we had high populations, but we had pretty good, probably had good growing conditions. And again, this is the value above if you didn't treat at all with the nematicide, and you can see the numbers there. Okay. And again, I would caution the Aris with fewer numbers. It's kind of skewed, I would imagine. In the very high populations, same thing, and you can see the value. All right? So what I'm going to do is sum up. First of all, in any large on-plot study, this collaboration with the growers, with the industry, with the extension, variability makes final analysis very difficult. Fewer low population fields makes it difficult to assess. And this is a problem we talk about. What is a low population field? What's a moderate population field? All I can say is in this study, where we define low population as less than twice the threshold, seed treatments did not do as well as Temic did. The variability of nematode counts within a field from year to year can be troublesome as well. The large value for standard deviation makes it difficult to differentiate treatments from controls because there's so much variability in the data, but you can see what the trends are. Telone 2 generally appears to provide good yield increase and potential across all populations. A lot of growers don't use it because of the immediate cost. It looks pretty good to me. The overall value of the Temic side dress application when you consider value at the end of the season is not necessarily significant over the Temic. Last thing I promise, Kathy, is that 5 pounds per acre performed very well. It exceeded my expectations. The Evicta complete pack was less than what I'd hoped for when you look at all the data. The yield increase over the check wasn't always obvious. The dollar return over control was not always obvious. My question is, were we in the wrong fields for that? Finally, we need more data on our seed applied system because of the fact we don't have enough data to really compare it as well. So sorry for going over. That concludes my talk.
Thank you.